Can we go back to the year when you first went out there, 1960?
Yeah.
And tell us, how did you get out there, and and did you go fly or go by boat?
No, I got. I was 19 year old, never been outside of the UK, and I was told that I was going to Gibraltar by boat on the troop ship Douara. Starting off with a group of us meeting in a barracks on Salisbury Plain, where we were sorted out before we went on board the ship. And then I think about 4 days it took us to get to Gibraltar.
Wow.
By the Douara, and quite a shock, a pleasant shock, to get off the boat and get ashore in Gibraltar and suddenly see this place in the sunshine.
What time of year was it?
This was in an April, May time.
Okay.
Yeah. Very nice time of the year, constant sunshine, all this sort of thing. And I fell in love with the place really straight off. I thought it was great. I had a great 3 years there. It was my first real experience of the working part of the army, because I'd been in training and trade training prior to that. And I suddenly realised that you were actually expected to do quite a complicated and interesting job. It wasn't just square bashing and banging around and being shouted at. You actually were responsible for quite a lot of... Yeah.
You had a job to do. Basically.
You had a job to do. I mean, I was a surveyor for a tunnel, and I was the only surveyor. There was nobody else who technically could check what I was doing. And the Keatley Way Tunnel was a £2 million project, which in 1960, £2 million was a lot of money.
Yeah. And what was life like out there as a young 19-year-old?
It was good. It was good. The unit was very good. In tunnelling, we worked shifts, so because depending on what part of the tunnel was going on, you might be working three shifts a day. So you didn't have that much regimental routine. You were either working on shift or you were on rest and enjoying yourself. And Gibraltar was quite a fun place to be. And the fact that the border was open, Spain was excellent. You could only go to Spain, you could go over the border once and come back once every 24 hours. And very quickly your passport got stamped up with Entrada Salida, Entrada Salida. And the border guard knew.
Where did you go, in La Linea or Algeciras?
Initially it was La Linea, because you could walk into La Linea, which was at that stage very very poor, very poverty stricken. A lot of people, it was the first time I'd really seen poverty, where people lived in packing cases on the beach, and that was the case of, you go to a bar and the bar was made out of driftwood and packing cases and bits and pieces, and it was a bit.
And was that left over from the war, or was that just...
No, that was
like
just
that?
The state
they had
that
the
they were.
Club, didn't they, Bill? And you,
oh yeah, that's right. They started to build bars, and they and the tourist trade did start in the 60s,
yes.
And that brought money in. But in truth, Franco kept southern Spain very much under the heel,
and very much Costa del Sol. It was all just beach and rocky coast.
Yeah, I mean, I had a car at that stage, and this was my first car on Gibraltar, and we used to go up the coast to Estepona and all these other places that are now huge sprawls of high rise flats.
And what was it like?
Then they were just little fishing villages. Mm. You could go and camp on the beach and swim, and there was virtually nobody there, and then you'd wander up and there would be somebody who would, for a very very few pesetas, cook you some fish and bread and what have you, and you had a great time.
Yeah. And did you speak any Spanish, even?
I'm afraid I've got a very poor brain when it comes to any language. I think it's like singing. I can't sing either. But
we're not going to ask you to sing on the mic today.
I have great difficulty learning Spanish. So I could order food, and you know, I got to ask for food and drink and the bare basics. But really, you know, my Spanish is not good.
And going to and fro across the border, how friendly were the?
They were all right. Nothing like they are now. No, they were quite reasonable. Occasionally, you left a couple of packets of cigarettes on the back seat of the car, and they disappeared when they came and checked it, and then you got waved through. So that was that was normally the
traditional
gesture. Way of getting through easily.
Yeah. But there was no trouble.
No, very little trouble.
And did you ever go to Hotel Cristina a bit further round the bay?
No, I never. The first big hotel I went in was the Coletta Palace. I was there on the night that opened.
Yes. Cristina was the one in Algeciras.
Algeciras, there used to be a boat, used to go across the Mons Kelpie, used to flutter backwards and forwards across the to Algeciras. But I never went. I don't know. In fact, it was something that I don't think very many of our sort of group ever did.
Yeah.
But there was always plenty to do without going very far, to be quite honest.
And what else was there to do? Tell me what you were
normally
doing.
The unit was very good, and we had a good corporals club. Yeah. There was a families club for the married families. There was a rugby club, and there was the NAFI. So there was plenty of social bits and pieces, Steve's wife got fed up with me being a wallflower and actually taught me to dance.
Were you single there at the time, Norman?
I was single, yeah.
And I take it, Steve, you were married.
Steve had just been.
Okay.
Yeah. But we had a great time, and not just within the unit. I knew quite a few people from the hospital. In fact, one of my friends was a mental nurse with the hospital, and we used to go to his ward.
Okay.
And then on top of that, I was I took on the job of projectionist at the AKC cinema.
As you come down from the Rock?
Yeah.
The cinema that's on that round?
No. It used to be down at Europa Point, where the mosque is now.
Okay.
It used to be a cinema there, and it was an AKC cinema, and they asked for volunteers to do it, so I did a quick course and was the cinema projectionist for a while. So that got me to know. I got to know a few more people that way, and it was good.
Did you tend to mix with many of the locals, the local Gibraltarians?
Yeah, some of them. Yes.
Some
were very good. However, there was a period while we were there when there was quite a lot of anti-British feeling. In fact, I think if Franco hadn't closed the border when he did, there was a strong possibility that the government of the day might have allowed Spain access to Gibraltar in exchange for the base at Cadiz.
You're right, yes.
And that might have happened.
And somebody said to me previously that if Spain had been more accommodating, more embracing, rather than purely siege and having a siege mentality and being hostile.
I think it may well have then, but with the present situation out there,
it's gone too far.
But there was times when the Gibraltarians actually had marching through the streets with placards, British troops out, and all this sort of thing. We weren't 100% welcome.
Well, also...
I'm not surprised, because there was a hell of a lot of us, and on top of that, the Navy coming in and out, and at times...
Must tell me about some of the social things in the Navy and the American fleets and things coming in. I can see Steve sort of reeling here. The one bit, though, was the Gibraltarians had been evacuated and all the accommodation taken over by the military, so when they came back
were they
still struggling to sort of re-establish themselves?
There were areas where they were still living. The Gibraltarians were living in Nissen huts, like military Nissen huts. There was a lot of building going on. The blocks of flats were being put up, and steadily they were still getting back into housing, but it couldn't have been good. It must have been difficult for them.
Right,
yes. At times, and you know, looking back now, at the time, you always say, "Oh."
And now, what size of garrison was there?
I think the figure was something like 25,000.
Wow, for the size of Gibraltar, that was still an enormous
one. Well, two squadrons, as an engineer regiment. First fort and three construction
squadron, and then there was an infantry battalion. There was always several quite large parts in the Royal Navy in. There was the RAF at North Front with the Shackletons.
And they still had Shackletons there,
Yeah, two squadrons of Shackletons, I think it was.